Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us.
Glad to be here.
Today we're taking a look at workers' compensation in Decatur, Georgia, and we're focusing on this specifically for someone in need of info for filing a lawsuit. That means we'll be focusing on the information from the website of Bader Scott Injury Lawyers.
Good firm.
Yeah, they're right in Decatur. So we'll be looking at things like what benefits you might be eligible for in this situation.
Right.
The whole process of filing a claim, what some of the challenges might be, and even how much some people have won in similar cases.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that.
Me too.
Let's get into it then.
So first up is understanding how workers' comp actually works in Georgia. Can you give us a quick rundown on that?
Sure thing. So Georgia has what's called a no-fault system. That means you don't need to prove your employer was negligent to get benefits.
Oh, interesting. So like even if I was being careless and tripped over something, I could still be covered.
Exactly. As long as the injury happened while you were doing your job, you're eligible.
And what exactly are these benefits we're talking about?
Well, they can cover a lot. Your medical expenses, of course.
Makes sense.
Also, any wages you lose, both now and in the future.
Oh, wow. So it's not just immediate stuff.
Nope. It can be pretty comprehensive. There's also rehab costs.
So if I need physical therapy or something,
that's
covered too.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, all employers in Georgia are required to have this workers' comp insurance, right?
Well, not all. But the law does say that any employer with three or more employees, they have to have it.
Okay. So most businesses will be covered then.
Yeah, pretty much.
On the website, they actually mentioned this client named Antonio. Who ended up having to sell some of his stuff just to make ends meet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, while he was waiting for his benefits.
That's tough.
Really highlights how important it is to get that process moving quickly.
For sure.
The good news is Bader Scott was able to get him a settlement.
That's great.
In just 7 months.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, and that meant he could finally catch up on all those bills and start to rebuild his life. So it definitely shows the impact a good lawyer can have.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's say I've just been injured at work. What's the very first thing I should do?
The most important thing is to report the injury to your employer.
Okay.
As soon as possible. Definitely within 30 days of the incident.
So I've got a month to get that done.
You do. That basically kicks off the whole process.
Okay, 30 days. Got it. So I report it to my employer.
Yeah.
Then what?
Well, then you'll need to get medical attention.
Right, of course.
And your employer is required to give you a list of authorized doctors you can choose from.
I see. So I can't just go to any doctor I want.
Right. It has to be someone on that list.
And why is that?
It's to make sure you're getting the appropriate care and that everything stays within the workers' compensation system.
Makes sense. Okay. So I report the injury, see a doctor from the list.
Mm-hmm.
When do I actually start getting those benefits?
Well, there's a waiting period in Georgia. It's 7 days.
So a full week.
Yep. You won't get any benefits for that first week you're out of work.
That seems a little harsh.
I know, but there's a catch. If you end up being out for 21 days or more, you get reimbursed for those first 7 days.
Oh, okay. So it's like a bonus if you have a longer recovery.
Exactly.
Right. That makes sense. Now let's talk about the types of benefits.
Okay.
What am I actually entitled to?
This is where it gets a little more complicated. It really depends on your specific situation.
I see.
How severe your injury is and how it affects your ability to work.
Okay. So there are different levels of benefits.
There are.
I've heard terms like temporary disability and permanent disability.
Yeah, those are the main categories.
Can you break those down for me?
Sure. Let's start with temporary disability. This is for when you're expected to recover and go back to work eventually.
So it's not a permanent thing.
Exactly. Within temporary disability, there are two types.
Okay.
Temporary total disability or TTD. That's when you can't work at all.
Got it.
And then there's temporary partial disability or TPD. That's when you can work, but only in a limited way.
So like maybe from home or something?
Yeah, something like that.
And how much do you get for each of those?
It's based on your average weekly wage before the injury.
Okay, so the more you were making before, the more you'll get in benefits.
Right.
What about permanent disability then?
That's for when your injury has lasting effects.
I see.
And it also has two types, permanent partial disability or PPD. And permanent total disability or PTD.
So PPD is for when you have some lasting limitations.
Yeah. You get benefits based on the percentage of function you've lost.
So a more serious injury means higher benefits.
That's right.
And PTD is for when you can't work at all anymore.
Exactly. It's a completely disabling injury.
Wow. This is a lot of information.
It is.
I'm already feeling a bit overwhelmed.
I can imagine. It's definitely a lot to take in.
And it makes me think having a lawyer to help me through this would be a good idea.
Yeah, it definitely can be.
Especially if things get complicated.
For sure.
Speaking of lawyers, On the Bader Scott website, they mention their contingency fee structure. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. Basically, it means they only get paid if you win your case.
Oh, that's good to know. So I don't have to worry about paying them up front.
You don't. They take on the financial risk.
It makes it a lot less stressful.
It does.
It also looks like they've had some pretty impressive results for their clients.
They have. They mention cases with paralysis and brain injuries. That resulted in millions of dollars in settlements.
Wow, millions.
Yeah. And those are complex cases. They require a lot of expertise.
Definitely reassuring to see they have that track record.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me feel like they know what they're doing.
For sure.
So it sounds like having a good lawyer can really make a difference.
It really can. They can help you understand your rights, gather evidence, and present your case in the best way possible.
That takes a lot of the pressure off me.
It does.
Especially when I'm already dealing with an injury and trying to recover.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about what happens if my claim gets denied. Is that the end of the road?
Not at all. Georgia actually has a 4-stage appeals process.
4 stages. That seems like a lot.
It is. But it's there to make sure things are fair and give you multiple chances to present your case.
So even if I get denied at first, I can still fight for my benefits.
Absolutely.
Can you walk me through those 4 stages?
Sure. The first stage is a hearing before an administrative law judge.
Okay.
If you're not happy with their decision, you can appeal to the appellate division of the State Board of Workers' Compensation.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is. And if you're still not satisfied, you can then appeal to the Georgia Superior Court.
And if that doesn't work?
There's one final option. The Georgia Court of Appeals.
So there are definitely options for appealing.
There are, but keep in mind, each stage has its own rules and deadlines.
I see.
So having a lawyer to guide you through all that is really helpful.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, so we've talked about appealing a denied claim, but what about suing my employer directly? Is that possible?
That's a good question. And the answer is usually no.
How come?
Workers' compensation is designed to be the exclusive remedy for workplace injuries.
Meaning?
You can't sue your employer directly.
So workers' comp is my only option?
Well, almost.
What's its section?
If a third party was involved in your injury.
Like who?
A manufacturer of faulty equipment, for example.
Okay.
Or even a reckless coworker.
I see.
In those cases, you might be able to sue them.
Oh, interesting. So I could have 2 separate claims.
You could. One for workers' comp. And another for personal injury against that third party.
And what's the difference between those two?
Well, personal injury lawsuits can cover a wider range of damages.
Like what?
Things like pain and suffering.
Oh, okay.
Which aren't usually included in workers' comp.
This is getting complicated.
It is. But it's good to be aware of all your options.
Definitely. This whole deep dive has been really eye-opening.
I'm glad.
I had no idea how much was involved in workers' compensation.
There's a lot to it.
But it's great to know I have options.
Mm-hmm.
And that there are resources available to help me through this process.
Exactly.
That's what we're here for.
For sure.
So thanks for breaking it all down for me.
You're welcome.
And for our listener out there, we'll continue this deep dive in the next part, where we'll get into the specific rights and responsibilities of both employees and employers in Georgia.
Should be interesting.
Definitely.
See you then.
All right, so we've got a good grasp on the basics now.
Mm-hmm.
But something I keep thinking about is this whole at-will employment thing in Georgia. How does that play into all this with workers' comp?
Yeah, that's a really important point. It can definitely cause some confusion and worry.
Because from what we talked about earlier, it means my employer could technically fire me for any reason.
Yeah.
Even while I'm getting those workers' comp benefits.
Well, that's true in a general sense, but there are some important nuances when it comes to workplace injuries.
Like what?
So, legally speaking, they can fire you for reasons that are unrelated to your injury or your claim.
Okay, so there has to be a separate reason.
Right, but they cannot retaliate against you specifically for filing a workers' comp claim.
So there's a line there.
There is.
But it seems blurry.
It can be.
How do I know if they're firing me for a legitimate reason?
Well, that's where documentation becomes crucial.
They're keeping records of everything.
Exactly. Conversations, emails, any actions they take, especially if it seems suspicious.
So if I think they're trying to get rid of me because of my injury, I need to have proof.
Right. If you think you've been wrongfully terminated, a lawyer can use that documentation to build a case.
So it's like protecting myself just in case.
Exactly.
Better safe than sorry.
Always.
And even if I do lose my job,
mm-hmm.
I might still be eligible for those benefits, right?
That's right. Losing your job doesn't automatically disqualify you from workers' comp.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So what about the employer side of things?
Okay.
What are their responsibilities in all this?
Well, first and foremost, In Georgia, any business with three or more employees has to have workers' compensation insurance.
Okay.
That's the law.
So it protects them if an employee gets hurt.
Right. It prevents them from being sued directly.
It sounds like a trade-off.
You could say that. Employees are protected if they're injured, and employers are protected from lawsuits.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's not just about having the insurance, right?
Nope. They also have a responsibility to provide a safe work environment.
Right. Like taking steps to prevent accidents.
Exactly. Things like proper training,
yeah,
keeping equipment in good condition, enforcing safety rules.
So it's about being proactive.
It is. Creating a culture of safety.
And if an employee does get injured,
mm-hmm,
what then?
They have to report it to their insurance carrier,
hmm,
and cooperate with the investigation.
So they have a role to play even after the injury happens.
They do.
And they also need to provide that list of doctors.
Right, to make sure the employee gets the right care.
Okay. Anything else?
If it's possible. They should also offer suitable alternative work.
What does that mean?
Work that takes into account the employee's limitations.
So if I can't do my old job anymore,
they should try to find something else I can do.
Exactly.
It shows they're committed to supporting your recovery.
Yeah.
And helping you stay employed.
That's good. So it's not just about following the rules.
Right. Mm.
There's a human element to it, too.
Absolutely. It's about finding that balance.
No.
Between protecting both the employee and the employer.
And that's why it's so important to understand the law,
mm,
and to have open communication.
Mm.
Both sides need to know their rights and responsibilities.
Exactly. That's the key to navigating this process fairly,
mm,
and effectively.
And if there are any questions or doubts along the way,
mm-hmm,
that's when talking to a lawyer can be a good idea. Someone like Bader Scott.
They can definitely help. Provide clarity and peace of mind.
So it's like having someone to guide me through this.
Exactly.
Especially since it can be so complex.
For sure.
Well, this deep dive has really helped me understand more about those rights and responsibilities.
I'm glad to hear that.
Especially here in Georgia with this whole at-will thing.
Yeah, it's definitely important to be aware of that.
But we're not done yet.
Nope.
In the final part, we're going to look at some real-life examples.
Oh, that's a good idea.
See how all this actually plays out for people,
mm-hmm,
and what kind of outcomes they've been able to achieve.
Should be interesting.
Definitely. Okay, so now for the part I've been waiting for.
The real life stuff.
Exactly. I want to see how all this actually works out for people.
Makes sense. It's one thing to understand the law in theory.
Right.
But seeing it in action is a whole other thing.
And Bader Scott actually has some case studies on their website that give us a glimpse into that.
Oh, perfect.
I'm especially curious about cases with big settlements.
Me too. It gives you an idea of what's possible.
Exactly. Especially with those serious injuries. So what did you find?
Well, there's one case that really stood out to me. It involved paralysis.
Oh, wow.
And they got a $5.25 million settlement.
$5.25 million.
Yeah, it's a huge amount.
That's life-changing money.
It is. And it really shows how much a workplace injury can affect your life.
For sure. Not just physically, but financially, too.
Exactly. And this case highlights the importance of having a good lawyer. Bader Scott was able to build a strong case.
I see.
They showed the full impact of the injury.
Both now and in the future.
Right. And they got a settlement that reflected that.
So it wasn't just about immediate costs.
Nope. It was about the long-term consequences, too.
That's really impressive.
It is.
What other cases did you see?
There was another one with a traumatic brain injury.
Oh, wow.
That one resulted in a $2 million settlement.
Brain injuries can be so tough.
They are. They often require a lot of long-term care.
Yeah, and rehab,
mm-hmm,
which can get expensive really quickly.
Exactly. So a settlement like this can be a huge help.
It takes away that financial burden.
Right, and lets the person focus on their recovery.
Again, it shows that workers' comp isn't just about the immediate costs.
Mm-hmm.
It's about providing long-term security,
mm,
especially when the injury has lasting effects.
Absolutely. And there's one more case I wanted to mention. Another one involving paralysis.
Okay.
That one settled for $1.9 million.
Wow. So multiple million-dollar settlements.
Yeah. It shows that serious injuries can happen anywhere.
Right. No workplace is immune.
And the consequences can be huge.
Definitely. But it's good to know that there are lawyers out there who are fighting for injured workers,
mm,
helping them get the compensation they deserve. It's inspiring to see these kinds of results.
It is. It shows that even though the system is complex,
right,
it's possible to navigate it successfully.
With the right help.
Exactly.
It sounds like Bader Scott really knows what they're doing.
They do. They have a lot of experience with this.
And they're not afraid to fight for their clients.
Nope. They even have a lot of experience with appeals.
Right. So even if your claim gets denied initially, they can help you fight for a reversal.
Exactly.
Which is so important with that four-stage process we talked about. It can be a long road.
It can.
But having someone who knows the way is crucial. It's like having a guide through a maze.
I like that analogy.
It's a good one.
It really is.
I keep thinking back to Antonio, the client who had to sell his belongings while he was waiting for his benefits.
It's a tough situation.
It is. But Bader Scott was able to help him turn things around.
That's what it's all about.
Helping people get back on their feet.
Giving them that sense of justice.
Exactly. So for our listener out there who's dealing with a work-related injury, remember, you're not alone.
There are resources available to help you.
Bader Scott is a great example of that.
They offer a free consultation.
So you can talk to them about your situation.
Get some personalized advice.
And learn about your options.
And don't forget about their contingency fee structure.
Right. You don't pay unless they win your case.
So there's no risk involved.
It shows how confident they are in their abilities.
And how committed they are to helping their clients.
Well, this deep dive has been incredibly informative.
I agree.
We've learned so much about workers' compensation in Georgia, from the claims process to the different types of benefits, and even the role of at-will employment.
It's a complex system.
It is. But hopefully now we all have a better understanding of how it works.
And what to do if we ever find ourselves in that situation.
Exactly. And for our listener, if you're facing a workers' comp situation in Decatur, reach out to Bader Scott Injury Lawyers.
They can guide you through the process.
And help you get the compensation you deserve. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And remember, knowledge is power. Stay informed, stay empowered.
And until next time,
take care.